everybody. Welcome to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And as always, we're here to bring you the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. This week, we have some amazing music planned. And I have to tell you, it brings me so much joy to come here every single week to chat with you and to introduce you to some incredible Canadian jazz musicians. Because let me tell you, we have the creation, we have the innovation, and we have tradition over here in Canada. And you don't want to sleep on Canadian jazz because things are happening over here. And I'm so happy to be able to bring it to you every single week. We have an amazing episode planned for you today. It is jam-packed with music, so you better buckle in and get ready, because we've got some amazing songs coming your way, including music by Amanda Tosoff, Terry Parker, Dan McCarthy, Ted Quinlan, and so much more. And before we get into the music, I want to remind you that you can follow us on social media at Orange Grove Publicity, and you can also tweet us at OG Publicity. You know, this show plays all over Canada, the U.S., and internationally. So tweet me, let me know where you're listening from. I think that's so cool. We're spreading the word of Canadian jazz, people, one song at a time. Kicking off today's show is a track from the Almurad Quintet from their album Live from Frankie's and the Yardbird. This features a lot of heavy Canadian jazz musicians, including Almurad on trumpet, Kelly Jefferson on tenor saxophone, Jim Head on guitar, and Ted Warren on drums. Al has been recording jazz music since 1953, but this is his first vinyl LP as a leader, which is absolutely amazing. This recording project speaks to the concept of legacy. It captures the organic nature of live jazz, where each performance is unique from one night to the next. This is a live, on-the-bandstand recording that couldn't be replicated in a studio. This is Tenor Madness by the Almurad Quintet, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Hi, welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And next up, we're going to be listening to two tracks by Andrew McKench from his album Illustrations. Illustrations was released in 2016 and was inspired by Japanese Zen. Illustrations was written while McKench lived in Japan during the summers of 2012 and 2013. It was during this time that McKench also became heavily influenced by the music of the late great Canadian-born trumpeter and composer Kenny Wheeler, to which this album pays tribute. Music and Zen have always been intertwined in the artistic vision of trumpeter, composer, and educator Andrew McKench. Born and raised in the modest city of Cambridge, Ontario, Andrew fell in love with music upon his first exposure to the sounds of Miles Davis and John Coltrane at the age of 12. This is Illustrations Part 1 and Illustrations Part 2 by Andrew McKench, featuring Jeff LaRochelle on tenor saxophone, PJ Anderson on trombone, Mia Danielson on voice, Jeff Young on guitar, Wes Allen on bass, Chris Pruden on piano, Ian Wright on drums, and of course Andrew McKench on trumpet and flugelhorn.
Thank you. Hi, this is Toronto guitarist Ted Quinlan, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Welcome back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Next up, we're going to be listening to a track by Jonathan Bauer. Now, Jonathan is a Canadian, but he has lived in New Orleans now for nearly a decade. He got his first trumpet from his father, who found it at a garage sale, and has been playing jazz ever since. Jonathan says that he learned to sing through his relationship with his trumpet. When learning a melody on his horn, he would think to himself, how would someone sing this? How would a singer phrase this melody? Eventually, when Bauer started to sing, he found himself mimicking his own horn sound. How cool is that? This is Exactly Like You by Jonathan Bauer, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Night for someone exactly like you. Oh baby, why should I waste my money on another show or two? Well, nobody does those love scenes exactly like you. Make me feel so grand. Oh, I wanna give the world to you. You help me understand every single scheme I'm scheming, I'm dreaming. I know I'm a mother, or she told me to be true. Well, she wanted me for someone exactly like you. I know why I waited, and I know why I've been true. I prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Well, why should I waste my money, baby, on another show or two? Well, nobody does those love scenes exactly like you. Make me feel so grand. I want to give the world to you. Help me understand those dreams I'm dreaming and schemes I'm scheming. Said I know why my mother, well, she told me to be true. Or she wanted me for someone exactly like you.
Hey, it's me, your favorite host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Next up, we're going to be featuring a track by Amanda Tosoff from her album Earth Voices, which was released in January of 2021. And although it was released during a global pandemic, it did amazing, and people from all over the globe are connecting and loving this music, including yours truly. I love this album. When asked what this album represents for her at this point of her career, Amanda says, "This record represents a shift in me as a person and an artist. My last record, Words, was me tentatively dipping my toes into new, unfamiliar waters. And Earth Voices is me jumping fully into these waters, excited to see what I can create if I trust my musical intuition and let go of my past beliefs about what jazz should be. This record really showcases my voice loud and proud, even if I'm not one of the gorgeous voices singing on it." This is O Life by Amanda Tosoff, featuring the voices of Lila Bialy and Alex Samaras, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and this is the show where we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. If you want to ask us a question or send us a comment or even tell me a story, make sure to tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. Next up, we're going to be playing a track by Terry Parker from her album In the Past. In the Past was a debut album from Toronto-based jazz pianist Terry Parker and was released in October of 2017. The album is a collection of instrumental songs from nostalgic and mellow to rhythmically driving and harmonically adventurous, and the song titles allude to characters or places in novels that inspired many of the compositions. Many of these songs were written during an extremely inspired period in Parker's life, when she was living in New York City and studying with some incredible musicians. The album mixes acoustic and electric timbres, drawing from both traditional and contemporary jazz styles, with a bit of rock sprinkled in. The band has been together since 2012, developing their sound over years into what you hear today on this album. This is Summer City by Terry Parker, featuring Allison Au on alto saxophones, Mark Godfrey on acoustic and electric bass, Mackenzie Longpre on drums, and of course Terry Parker on piano and keys. And you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. This is Montreal-based vocalist Deanne Matley, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And as always, we're here to play some incredible Canadian jazz. And it wouldn't be a show about Canadian jazz without featuring a track by Deanne Matley. Canadian jazz vocalist Deanne Matley's fifth album, Because I Loved, is a tour de force, taking the listener on an emotional journey from despair to quiet contentment, with stops at red-hot passion and the excitement of new love along the way. Deanne recruited some of Montreal's premier jazz talent for the project, including drummer Jim Doxis, who also produced the album, pianist Paul Schroefel, bassist Adrian Vedati, and guest vocalist Renee Lee. Deanne Matley's voice and passion for jazz have taken her from her Alberta home to New York, France, Mongolia, and back. She sings standards, originals, and an impressive variety of covers with combos large and small, including Calgary's primetime big band. This is The Moon is Made of Gold by Deanne Matley from her album Because I Loved, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Just keep watching and you soon will see the moon is made of gold. Now the stars appear as they do, in heaven they unfold. Don't feel bad because the sun went down, the moon is made of gold. See how the shadows, enhanced by the light above, dance in the night as the breeze is high. And soon you will be asleep, into your dreams will creep visions of fairies flying through the sky. One by one your dreams will all come true, and magic you'll behold. Don't feel bad because the sun went down, the moon is made of gold.
Flying through the sky, and one by one your dreams will all come.
because the sun went down. The moon is made of gold.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and we're going to talk about vibraphonist Dan McCarthy next. City Abstract is Canadian vibraphonist Dan McCarthy's second release for the Seattle-based label Origin Records. On this album, McCarthy pays tribute to two of his biggest influencers, jazz legends Carla Bley and Gary Burton. Joining him are three of Canada's most respected improvisers and three of the most influential teachers from his time at Humber College, guitarist Ted Quinlan, bassist Pat Collins, and drummer Ted Warren. In March of 2019, after 15 years in New York City, McCarthy actually returned to Toronto to pursue a master's degree in jazz composition at York University on a full fellowship. The past decade and a half of experience playing with the who's who of modern jazz has deeply informed McCarthy's unique approach to improvisation and composition, an approach that is prominently displayed on this innovative new record. This is Midwestern Night's Dream by Dan McCarthy, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. We're almost at the end of the episode today, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, don't leave yet because we have one incredible song left. And if you've been here since the beginning or some point in the show, hi, thanks for sticking around. We absolutely love putting the show together, so it means the world to us when you tune in every single week. If you want to tweet us your thoughts, you want to ask us a question, you can do so at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on all social media at Orange Grove Publicity. We actually have really exciting news too. We're on Spotify now, so that's really cool. You can listen at your own leisure, so feel free to check us out on Spotify at Orange Grove Radio. We have all the episodes there, so if you missed one, you can listen to it again, and you can also find our playlists on all of our social media. All right, closing the show is a song by Ted Quinlan, who is a Toronto-based jazz guitarist and composer, and his album Absolutely Dreaming was released in 2019. Quinlan, a veteran of the Canadian jazz scene, combines his deep roots in the tradition with an adventurous spirit and an eclectic point of view. He is joined by his longtime musical cohorts, pianist Brian Dickinson, bassist Kieran Overs, and drummer Ted Warren, each of whom bring a wealth of experience to the project, along with a shared affinity for exploring new territory. Closing the show is Sheddy Camp by Ted Quinlan, a song that he wrote inspired by the beautiful Cape Breton town. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.